Welcome, welcome, welcome. The doctor is in. Dr. Carrie Williams, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I understand we have some great news when it comes to COVID and just about everything surrounding it, especially a brand new way of testing your body against COVID.
Absolutely.
We're going to jump into the weeds here, I guess.
Well, MedClub was very fortunate to be one of the first companies in the nation to be onboarded by a immunological company called Aditex. And we are able to offer a test called Aditex Score for COVID-19. This is very different. In the past few years, we have been very focused on not getting COVID. And then if we got it, we needed to diagnose it. That was usually by a nasal swab. This is a single blood test, which assesses your antibody response to COVID-19. And what this does, it has a total of 9 antibodies. 3 antibodies that your body makes against 3 antigens that the virus makes. So there's your 9 tests. And if you mount a response to that, then your body goes on and makes a memory of it in your B cells, which are produced by your bone marrow. And think of it as your long-term memory or your cloud memory. And these neutralizing antibodies that they're called have the ability to recognize that virus and totally block it, and in the future, not get the virus.
Wow, that is impressive. And with this new test that you have available, I understand that you're one of the top 10 or one of the first 10 in the nation to even be offering this.
Yes, we were very fortunate. And this is something that is not collectively. These tests are offered one at a time through other labs,
yes,
but not collectively. So that means that collectively, for a lower price, is you can get this collection of tests with a score, a numeric number, to tell you how effective or robust your immune system is towards COVID-19.
Wow, this is amazing. Now, you showed me some numbers, like close to 60% of our nation has been fully vaccinated. What's that mean right now to everyone else? I mean, we're showing that, yeah, people are getting vaccinated, but how well does the vaccine work?
The vaccine is about 95% effective with individuals who have a competent immune system. But if you have an incompetent or compromised immune system, what I'm talking about are those patients who have an immunosuppressive disease or taking immunosuppressant medications, taking a cancer medication, chemo, or basically have a long-term chronic disease that just wears out their immune system. Or some people with advanced age just don't mount the immune response that they did when they were younger. So this test with the 9 antibodies and the neutralizing antibody can determine how robust your immune system is and give you a score. And it is a snapshot of what is going on today.
Okay. So that's your baseline?
Yes, I would call it a baseline, too.
Okay.
And it is not expected that you will have, in time, the same robustness or effectiveness of your immune system. With time, those antibodies will dwindle off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason with other vaccinations, we must give them every so often, like tetanus, whooping cough, influenza. And our body doesn't have the ability to remember every virus forever.
So I guess when we take this test, we've got this method to learn about, you know, how we track the immune response to the virus and the vaccine prior to a full return to pre-pandemic living. But you need these snapshots every now and again to see where you are along in your journey.
Exactly.
So that's a good thing to have.
It is. And I also think it's a great thing to have this antibody test with the neutralizing antibody. I believe it should affect direct public policy.
Okay.
For instance, do you need a booster?
Mm-hmm.
Return to work policies, mask policies, and other safety and preventive measures.
All of us are individuals, and so far we've really been told one size fits all when we talk about public policy per se.
You are correct, and it doesn't. The main thing is to warn people who do not have a robust immune system towards COVID-19, mm-hmm. so they can take extra precautions.
You know, when we hear people say, hey, this is between you and your doctor, this is probably the best thing to be between the patient and the doctor to see where your decision may be guided.
Yes, but if this is so new, this test,
understood.
Many doctors won't know about it. Also, remember, COVID-19 as a virus is new, and it hasn't had time to be studied much.
No, for as long as it's been around, that's all we know, and that's
you are
been
correct.
A short time.
You are correct.
Mm-hmm.
We want to know the strength of your immune system to produce antibodies mm-hmm. against COVID-19.
And that's what this does.
Exactly.
My goodness sake. So this is really pretty cool. It allows you to, not only see where you are, but where you need to go. So we've covered that much. But this test, some folks are going to ask, has this been FDA approved yet? It is so new.
It is so new that it has not been cleared by the FDA,
mm-hmm.
but it is available through a CLIA-validated lab mm-hmm. that developed tests. So it's in the process. But like many other things, this is so new.
Mm. Now, previous conversation, we talked about how your body is kind of like its own military machine.
Yes.
It's got defense mechanisms that you boggle your mind. So what happens when your body gets invaded by something with which it's not familiar, like, say, a virus?
Well, there's several kinds of defense mechanisms in your body, but this test specifically measures antibodies.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you get a virus, your body sends out a signal that says, hey, we need help. So it sends out the militia, IgM. And the IgM is meant to hold back the virus.
Mm-hmm.
And it's big and it's cumbersome. And then if it's in a wet area like your lungs or your upper respiratory, it sends out IgA, think amphibious.
Okay.
And then we have these little spies called T helper cells that go around and they kidnap a virus and they take it back to the base, to the gang, IgG,
mm.
and show it to the gang and they say, see this? Next time you see it, kill it.
Mm.
And they go, cool, we'll get our stuff together and deploy. So when they deploy, the IgG, think of GIs hanging around.
Okay.
Then the IgM and the IgA back off. They're not needed as much. So those measurements will not be as strong on this test if you had the disease or the virus some time ago. And so our GIs are hanging out, and they send another signal back to your bone marrow.
Mm-hmm.
And your bone marrow is a long-term memory, kind of like your cloud, that sends out a neutralizing antibody. And that is the antibody that in the future can block the virus, and you will not get sick from the virus in the future.
Mm.
But where we're having trouble right now is from the variants.
I see.
And the variants come because the antibody must mutate or change its disguise to survive. You remember our little T helper spies that took the virus back? Well, the gang knows what that virus looks like, but doesn't know what the new one with the disguise looks like.
It'll look similar, but it doesn't look exactly
the
same.
Yes, it may look like your first cousin.
Nice.
And they go, do we kill this or do we not?
Mm.
So that is the reason viruses with mutations are difficult to combat.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, the inside of your virus does not change.
Mm.
It's called the nucleocapsid. Inside the capsule doesn't change. We're with the variations or the mutations, I suspect we will have other immunizations coming that will specifically combat each mutation, or the bad ones.
There we go. We'll be checking that as it rolls out, because we know it probably will.
Yes, but every time it mutates, a virus mutates, it's either it must become more infective or more deadly to survive, or both.
Oh, wow. And, of course, you can get this test only at Med Club of Bartlesville. That's Med Club of Bartlesville with Dr. Kerry Williams.
Yes, we're located on Highway 75 across the street from McAllister. And you can contact us at 918-214-8200 or check out our website, which will have a page specifically about Aditech score for COVID test. Mm-hmm. And you can see that at www.medclub.clinic.
And, of course, Med Club of Bartlesville is not your normally run clinic. It's not a big conglomeration that goes from New York to L.A. to Chicago. It's right here in Bartlesville. When Dr. Williams says it's Med Club of Bartlesville, it's Med Club of Bartlesville. And you run it rather uniquely.
Yes, I do. This is one of the very few independent practices on family medicine. But it is what's called a direct primary care practice. And you pay once a month. And the membership fee, because it is a club, it covers my time. And you're given a phone number to call for after-hours emergencies, and the same phone number you can text, and then you're given an email. So we communicate a lot online with our patients. Mm-hmm. So when it comes down to it, the contact between the doctor and the patient is more.
Wow. You don't get that just anywhere.
No. And there's very seldom a 10-minute appointment in my office. They're longer.
Yes, they are. And that's because folks are allowed to ask questions. They're encouraged to ask questions. And they're encouraged to have a dialogue with the doctor, open and honest.
Absolutely. Because knowing how people live and knowing what their goals are in their life, that allows me as a physician to know what your goals are. Mm-hmm. Just because I think you should do something doesn't mean you think you should do something. And this is a team effort.
It is. It truly is. That is Med Club of Bartlesville, Med Club of Bartlesville. Once again, the website so people can get familiar with not only your practice, but also this new testing.
Yes, and our website is www.medclub.clinic.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Our phone number is 918-214-8200.